Let's now jump on to comparing SEC and LSM. Now, what is basically SEC? Going again, SEC is a tool for the demographic segmentation. LSM is more of a mix of behavioral and psychographic segmentation, right? SEC is demographic, LSM is more psychographical and behavioral. SEC is basically focusing on the education and the occupation of the customer, whereas LSM focuses on the lifestyle of a consumer. SEC uses parameters which are more quantifiable on nature or are easily measurable, whereas LSM helps gauging the affluence level of the consumer. Thus, LSM plays and according to me has more advantages compared to SEC when you target the right kind of audience. The certain advantages of LSM are indexing of several variables, thus effect of any one variable being much lower. Like in SEC, you had two variables, so the effect was almost equal. It is based on observable consumption and not just the two factors in SEC. It can compare across countries, not just one country. It covers both kind of audiences, urban and rural. It basically has a very, very important definition between SEC and LSM. The differentiation line between the two can be very, very easily framed in a way as SEC will tell you whether a customer has the ability to buy your product, while an LSM can tell you whether he will be inclined towards buying it. So, very simple difference. SEC will tell you whether the consumer has the ability to buy a product, whereas LSM will tell you whether he or she will be inclined towards buying a product or not. Moving forward to demographics. Now, what exactly is demographics? Demographics basically means the science or art of reading population. Now, it can be quantified, bifurcated on different factors, such as whether the person's age, whether the person's gender, whether the person's marital status, or many more things. Now, it is also used to identify the study of quantifiable subsets within a given population, which then characterize that population at a specific point in time. The demographic data is very widely used in public opinion, polling, and marketing. The demographic trends describe the historical changes in demographics in a population over time. For example, the average age may vary. It can increase or decrease over time. The male to female ratio can decrease or increase over the time. The people who are the youth can decrease over time or increase over time, and many more things. People who are married, people who are single, all these things come into your demographics. Which city has more people today? Which city had lesser people yesterday? All of these things come into the demographics. Both the distributions and trends of the values within a demographic variable are of interest. It can be viewed as an essential information about the population of a particular region and the culture of the people who live there. Now, in terms of the demographic segmentation, you have different things, right? From income to their occupation, to their gender, to their location, to multiple segmentations that can be done to the demographics. Moving forward, demographics and marketing. Marketers typically combine several variables to define a demographic profile. For example, a marketer might speak of the single female, might be single, female, middle class, aged between 18 to 24, college educated demographic. Now, this demographic can be as varied, as different as possible, depending on your interest, depending on your TG, depending on whom do you want to actually reach out to. Now, if you basically want to target a specific demographic, you need to understand what and where does the demographic lie on, what kind of age groups, what kind of gender, what kind of education qualifications, and many more factors. Researchers basically keep two objectives in this regard. Number one is segmenting and defining subgroups in the overall population which is currently existing. Secondly, to create a very clear and complete picture of the characteristics of a typical member of each segment, wherein the interest of the person might differ. The person might be single, the person might be married, the person might like X, somebody might like Y. So apart from the overall age group and the basic segmentations, you can then go to the characteristics of a typical kind of an audience and bifurcate into segments further on. Once these profiles are constructed, they can further be used to finally develop your marketing strategy and your marketing plan. Now, why did we do so much of hard work in defining and understanding demographics? It's because if you don't understand the demographics right, you will never be able to define your TG right. And if you never be able to define your TG right, you will never be able to define and make the right media plan for your client. Now, this is where we realize how important understanding the TG and the demographics is. Certain challenges that you might, you know, face while understanding the demographics will be trying to understand a group of people with different interests, with different kind of personalities, different kind of age groups. It can be a challenge, but you will have to generalize a lot of individuals within certain different groups, but not combining them into one particular type of group. Now, demographic information is basically aggregated and it's the probable information about groups, but not about specific individuals. When you define a demographic, you define an entire group. You don't define me as a person or you as a person. You try to define a whole set of audience with which are a group of people with similar interests, with similar age group, with similar kind of profiling. Most demographic information is also culturally based as well. The critics of demographics profiling argue that such broad generationalizations can only offer limited insight and that their practical usefulness is very debatable. Yes, it's debatable because you're targeting a much more bigger group, but it's better to target a specific group rather than everybody, because we all know that if everybody is your audience, then nobody is your audience. So let's make sure to target them demographically and region-wise, age group-wise, wherever and however you want to, by combining different kinds of elements in your demographics as well. These are some classifications, right from the Gen Zs to the millennials to the black to Asian to a lot of other things, well, according to the percentage, according to what they're using, right from smartphones to PCs to tablets. You can basically refer to the diagram for more understanding. But what this tells you is this is how it's divided or bifurcated overall year on year on this basis, the kind of audience you're looking to target. Indian demographics. The demographics of India are inclusive of the second most populous country in the world. Yes, you heard it right. We are the most populous country in the world. Yeah, obviously China's ahead of us, but more than a sixth of the world's population comprises India. You know, we are the world's 1/6 population. It's a big demographic which you need to, as a media planner, bifurcate in the right way, because if you don't, then you know that your plan will not be succeeding. We already contain about 17.5% of the world's population. India is also projected to be the world's most populous country by 2025, surpassing China. You heard it right. We will surpass China by then. Its population growth rate is currently 1.41%, ranking 102nd in the world back in 2010. Indian population reached the billion mark in 2000. India has more than 50% of its population below the age group of 25 and more than 65% below the age group of 35. Now, this is where you understand that a lot of your products whose target audience will be under 25 and under 35, you have a big demographic and a big chunk to target. In 2020, the average age of an Indian will be or is currently around 29 years, compared to 37 for China and 48 for Japan. And by 2030, India's dependency ratio should be just over 0.4. India has more than 2,000 ethnic groups and every major religion is represented. The four major families of languages are Indo-European, Dravidian, Austro-Asiatic, and Tibeto-Burman. Now, Indian age breakdown as on 2018 is under 15, you have about 27%. 15 to 29 is about 26%. 30 to 44 is 21%, and so on and so forth. What does this graph tell you is if your product is made up of something which can be used by somebody from a 15 year old to a 30 year old, or till from a 30 year old to a 44 year old, you are in the biggest demographic of India, which is about close to 47 to 48% of people ranging from 15 to 44 kind of a demographic. Again, you can think of a product like a biscuit can be consumed by somebody from under 15 till 44 as well. So again, you need to bifurcate your product depending on the kind of demographic that you want to reach out to. Some more examples of the Indian demographic are the age groups, which are given below, actual and the projections of the data according to the grade of 5th to 12th by the type of institutes. In 2011, you can see in 2013, 14 and 2030, 31. Psychographics. Psychographics basically mean classifying population groups according to psychological variables such as attitude, values, or fears is in a nutshell called psychographics. Here, the target group is not tagged as per their income, education, or consumer durable possession, but their inner thought process, the value, attitude, and lifestyle or activity, interest, and opinion that they have regarding their own personality or the brand to be marketed. It is the analysis of consumers' lifestyle to create a detailed consumer profile. Okay, again, here we will understand more about what kind of values the person has, what kind of attitude the person shows, a positive or a negative, or what kind of lifestyle the person wants to follow, what kind of travel the person does, what kind of phone the person uses, and much more. Again, nothing related with their income, education, or consumer durable possession, but lifestyle and their activities or interests and other things that they keep on doing. If somebody likes football, if somebody likes cricket, if somebody likes to watch Bollywood movies or Hollywood movies or music, and many, many, many more. It basically is the analysis of consumers' lifestyle again to create a detailed consumer profile. This combined with demographics can give you a much more detailed outlook of your TG. Market researchers conduct psychographic researches by asking consumers to agree or disagree with activities or interests, opinions, or whatever they want to ask in that particular form. For example, you can go and do a survey, an India level survey or a state level survey or a city level survey, in which you can ask certain questions as to, do you like watching Bollywood movies? Do you like cricket? What kind of phone do you use? What do you work out? Do you go to the gym? And many, many more. Now, what happens after you do this exercise? It basically combines your geographic and demographic characteristics to develop a more lifelike portrait of the targeted consumer segment. Yes, this is what we need to reach at. To get the perfect media plan, you need to understand the psychographics and the demographics of your TG very, very, very well and in depth. Now, psychographic is different from demographic. Yes, it can also be seen as an equivalent of the concept of culture when it is used for segmenting at a national level. Now, let's assume that I am from a X culture, you are from a Y culture, he is from a Z culture, and so on and so forth. That's exactly how you can define it when you're going on a national level. But in a cluster level, that's a city level, state level, it can be further divided into different segments, and that is how it differs from the demographics. When a relatively complete profile of a person's or a group psychographic makeup is considered, this is called psychographic profile. When you make the entire profile of a person with the consumer or the group's psychographic. Psychographic profiles are used in market segmentation as well as in advertising. It helps you market and segment the audiences according to the particular psychographics that they have, the values they have, the values they possess, or the kind of interest they have, and many, 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 many more. Some categories of the psychographic factors used in market segmentations include activity, interest, opinions, which is AIOs, and the second is VALS. VALS, which are value, attitude, and lifestyle. Combination of these will be giving you the psychographic of your target audience. Now, demographics versus psychographics. Demographics, again, it depends on the location, the marital status, the income, and all of those factors. Psychographics, wherein come into the picture of your interests. What kind of movies do you watch? What kind of music do you like? What kind of sports do you like? What kind of animals do you like? And what are the kind of values that you possess? What are your fears? What is your attitude? So on and so forth. Combining this gives you the perfect demographic. Combining this gives you the perfect target group and the perfect understanding of your target market. Psychographic segmentation according to VAL. VAL is a very famous and widely used term in psychographic segmentation tool created by the SBI or the Strategic Business Insights or the Stanford Research Institute. The original VALS, which SRI International launched in 1978, was based on a work noted consumer futuristic Arnold Michel, who wanted to explain the fragmentation of US society in the 1960s and the economic and societal implications of these changes. In the 1960s was also the time when the advertising industry was transforming to have an integrated marketing focus. Some more facts and figures for you to understand how the VAL came into existence and how have we derived it over the years and improved it over the years. Advertising visionaries encouraged Michel to enhance and extend his work into a marketing tool. Michel's pioneering method of applying psychographics to business management and marketing research enabled marketers to use VALS as a way beyond demographics to think of consumers. Again, what we're trying to do is we're going beyond the demographics in which, you know, the age, the gender, the location. You're trying to understand the consumer on a more personal level. That is where you get a better understanding as a whole. VALS can be applied to business in a number of ways. Now, because each business has its own unique set of challenges, VALS can be helpful in addressing more than one type of marketing issues, right? In the business world, VALS has been used effectively in innovation, wherein developing a new product for a specific type of audience, targeting, the right positioning of the brand, and communications and channel planning. Now, having said that, what you also need to understand is you can, with the psychographic, define your product better, the TG better, the positioning the in much, much better way, and communicating the right kind of method, communicating the right kind of product with the right kind of message to the right kind of audience. That is exactly why you need psychographics along with demographics. These put together will always give you the right target audience. Coming back to the summary, and what did we learn in this entire chapter today was understanding the consumer is the first and the most crucial step in creating a good media plan. Second, once the target consumer group is selected, consumer profiling needs to be done. Third, consumer profiling is done with the help of various grids depending on social and psychological factors. Earlier, the SEC grids were different from urban and rural India, but these days, marketers suggest using a common grid for profiling of both the consumers and the customers. There are other tools also available, such as the LSM or the Living Standard Measure. You, as a media student, need to understand various segmentations based on demographics and psychographics and tools such as VALS framework or LSM to be able to utilize the knowledge while actually creating an amazing media plan. Now, on that note, we would wrap it up and thank you so much for being a part of this. Until next time, stay safe, take care.